I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page, talking to Troy Pearson and kind of a new thing going on at Knoxville Schools. It's not through the school. It's kind of an independent of the schools. Well, let's talk about this. The P3, it's called, kind of officially, but what does the P's 3 stand for, and how did this come about?
Oh, we're calling it the Panther Performance Program. It was just named. We just were spitballing ideas and came up with that. But really, it started 4 or 5 years ago. Coach Katie and I were talking about trying to develop a program that our kids could go to develop basketball skills. You know, a lot of kids were going to Grimes or Ankeny or Des Moines and paying a lot of money. Not all of our kids have that means in their family, so we talked about trying to develop a program where kids can get some skill work in the off season here in Knoxville. And we talked and talked, and it's 4 or 5 years later, and I decided to finally pull the trigger. So let's get this started and see where it goes.
And, you know, kind of a perfect time because, you know, new football coach, boys basketball has gone, you know, trajectory has gone way up. Girls basketball is rebuilding, and there's just a lot of sports that are kind of everywhere on the docket. Okay, so what happens at the P3 on these nights?
So on a Monday nights, we're doing it Mondays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock. We're going to do 55 minutes of basketball skill training. It's open grades 4th through 8th grade, male, female. It's free. Then at 6:55, we take a 5-minute break. At 7 o'clock, we're going to jump into speed and agility for 25 minutes. We're going to go hard for 25 minutes. You'll get a good cardio in. And then at 7:30, we're going to jump to football skills. You know, the other night we started with some simple drills, handoff drills, catching drills. We're going to get into some blocking drills. You know, it's not going to be full contact. We're not putting pads on or anything, but just trying to develop those skills for kids to really fall in love with the sport and get better at it.
Now let's understand this. This is not supervised playtime. This is actually, you know, the kids are going to go in there and they're going to, you know, get some sweat equity out of this as well, I think.
We're going to try to get it so they can really work hard on their skills and have fun at the same time. It's a bit of a balancing act, but yeah, we're not glorified babysitters. You know, it's free to anybody that wants to come, but when you're going to be there, I ask two things of them. Give me your best effort and be a good teammate. We want to build some camaraderie amongst the different grades, too, as we're doing it.
Talking to Troy Pearson on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS about the P3 that is taking place at Knoxville Schools. Again, not through the schools, but it's a free service. And that's the key thing. It's free. Come and go. And you're not even taking attendance. It's like, hey, if you got a conflict, fine. Go do your thing. Try to, you know, get here as most of the days as you can.
And that's just it. We don't want to put pressure on kids to commit to being there 2 times a week. Everybody's got a busy schedule now. You come when you can get there. And we take attendance just to know who's there in case we have sickness or something and we need to contact everybody, so we keep everybody's contact information. But it's come and go as you please. We want to get as many kids there as we can.
As far as specific drills, what are some things, say like for football, I'm sure Coach Pepper has been there and kind of looking at everything and, you know, kind of knowing what he wants to do. What are some specific drills that we're working on during the football session?
Passing the football, catching the football, getting hand placement. Well, you worked for 15 minutes the end of the night just on your starts off the line of scrimmage, you know, making sure you're not taking false steps, making sure your hands are in the right place when you're engaging in a block. So I think what's really interesting about it is I've been talking to Coach Katie and Coach Wilkins and Coach Pepper all along of what you want to see. And I think for the most part, 1, 2, or 3 of those guys are going to be there at every session. So that way they're getting to help develop those athletes at a younger age.
And these aren't just boys. You had several girls at the event, too. What is the age range that you're thinking, usually?
Right now, we're starting at 4th grade and going through 8th grade. We're going to see how that goes. We're going to go 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I don't know. And then maybe we'll open it up a little bit more We try to stay away from the high school athlete. They're staying busy enough with everything they've got going on. So we're trying to hit that age range right in there.
Talking again to Troy Pearson of the P3 going on at Knoxville Schools these days. What do you hope that these kids will benefit from this, say, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, maybe a year from now?
We want them to fall in love with the sport if they don't already love it. Love the sport, figure out what it takes to perform at a really high level. I look back just over the last few years, take our boys' basketball team, for instance. The Norris brothers, Drake Larson, Jack Reed, Tristan, Cale Cook, all of these kids have spent a ton of time developing skills. Our younger generation has to know that that's what it takes, so let's get them started early.
And obviously, as you look for this, say later in the year, you mentioned to me, okay, maybe during football season we do a different sport, maybe not so much football, but maybe baseball, maybe get Coach DeVore, ask what he wants to see happening.
That's what I was talking with Cam Liston the other day when we were going in for our first session. I said, I'm starting with two sports, but once football season gets here, we're not going to be doing football skills. Maybe we'll pick up baseball, just like you said. So it's going to be interesting to see what it morphs into.
Obviously, it's a brand new program. Just reiterate the benefits of this to maybe a parent that's listening, or maybe a kid that has heard about it and says, "Okay, should I go? Do I need to go? What's the pitch here?"
I think the pitch is let your kids come and try it. We had about 25 to 30 kids the other night, and I think almost all of them left feeling good about themselves. Getting that blood flowing, getting a sweat going. It builds confidence in kids, and we're building skills. So I just think it's a good combination.
All right, Troy, we wish you well on this. This is something that has been long needed at Knoxville, and we hope it succeeds. Thank you. Thanks for coming out and talking about this.
Well, I appreciate the time, Derek.
That's Troy Pearson as we talk about the P3 at Knoxville Schools. We'll be back for more right after this on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.